What do you call bread and a loaf? Just white bread and a loaf.
Loaf bread.
All right. What do you call a round, flat thing that's cooked and it's sweet and it has a hole in the middle?
Call that a donut.
Okay. Does it make any difference whether this thing has baking powder or yeast in it? That's the kind of question you'd ask a woman, I guess.
I can't tell.
Okay, fine. What do you call that round flat cake that you make with flour and you cook it in a grease skillet and you eat it with butter and syrup?
Batter cake.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Side meat.
Good. What do you call the pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jaws and hog head and so forth?
Call it pressed meat.
Alright. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
A cherry.
Uh-huh. The hard thing in the middle of a cherry.
Seed.
Alright. And how about that hard thing in the center of a peach?
Seed.
People call those all sorts of different things. Hearts, kernels, stones, pits,
yeah,
you know.
That's right.
What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
That's a plum peach.
All right. And how about one whose meat easily comes away from the seed?
Clear seed.
Can you name some beans that you get in from the garden and you don't have to shell them to eat them, you just cook them?
String bean.
Any other kind?
Nothing but string beans, you don't have to shell.
Alright. What are some kinds that you do have to shell?
Butter beans. And if you let them get dry, you got to shell them all.
All right. Is there any other kind, such as, do you call anything lima bean or anything like that?
Well, you have to, you'd have to shell them.
All right, fine. Now, when you take the tops of turnips or beets, you know, and cook them, what do you call that?
Salad.
What do you call corn that you just pull the shucks off of and cook it and eat it with your hands?
Roasting it.
Alright. What do you call a little animal that looks like a squirrel, but he's smaller than a squirrel and he lives on the ground and he's usually brown in color?
Call that a ground squirrel.
Alright. What about the little animal that's black and white and he can make everything smell real bad?
Okay.
Hi. How you doing? I'm just asking us some questions here. Real easy question. What do you call that little thing that's about as big as my fist and it jumps around on the ground? And you usually see it at night.
Frog.
All right. What if it lives in the water? Do you call it anything else?
Bullfrog.
All right. There's a real little kind of frog that is about the size of a quarter and it makes a chirping sound. What do you call those?
Tree frog.
Okay. What do you call the thing that you dig up to go fishing with?
Some say worm and baits.
All right.